Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. The leader of the main Islamist rebel group in Syria has met the former prime minister to coordinate the transfer of power a day after President Bashar al-Assad fled to Russia. The HTS leader Abu Mohammed al-Julani said the transition would benefit from the experience of the old government. The Syrian parliament and Mr. Assad's Ba'ath Party have pledged their allegiance to the country's new rulers and their support for the transition. Barbara Pledzosha described the atmosphere in the capital, Damascus.
People are out on the streets more. There's more of a sense of what comes next. I think yesterday was dealing with what had happened. Now we're looking forward to what this all means. The shops are still closed, most of them. There's also been efforts to try to get the new dispensation, if you want to call that, up and running. You've also had meetings of this group, the HTS. Representatives met with Christian and minority communities to try once again to reassure them that they would be protected, even though this is an Islamist group that is going to be taking over the capital and parts of the country.
Syrian media reports say Israeli warplanes have carried out dozens of attacks across the country, including on Damascus. A Britain-based war monitor said there were more than 100 strikes. A research centre suspected of links to chemical weapons production was among the sites hit. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the action was necessary to protect his country.
We're taking all the actions necessary to try to ensure our security with regard to the new situation created in Syria. Together with the Defence Minister and with the backing of all Cabinet Ministers, I instructed the Israel Defence Forces to seize the buffer zone between us and Syria and adjacent to it.
Many European countries have suspended the handling of asylum applications for Syrians. Among them are Britain, France and Germany, which is host to 1 million people from there. The German Interior Minister said many would want to return to their homeland after the fall of the Assad regime, but warned that the situation remained unclear. In other news, US police have arrested a man in connection with the murder of the health insurance executive Brian Thompson in New York. 26-year-old Luigi Mangione was detained in Pennsylvania on gun charges after a tip-off. The city mayor said he matched the description of the suspect they were looking for. The New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch gave details.
Officers recovered a firearm on his person, as well as a suppressor, both consistent with the weapon used in the murder. Additionally, officers recovered a handwritten document that speaks to both his motivation and mindset.
BBC News. A court in the US state of Nevada has denied the 93-year-old billionaire Rupert Murdoch his bid to change his family trust and give control of his media empire to his eldest son, Lachlan. The leaked court ruling stated that his attempt to change it was in bad faith. Michelle Fleury reports from New York.
Rupert Murdoch tried to amend a 1999 family trust to give his son, Lachlan, more control over the family media empire, bypassing siblings Prudence, Elizabeth and James, who don't necessarily share his conservative views. This ruling, guaranteeing a say for all of the children, could change the editorial stance of the Murdoch family's many media assets. These include controlling stakes in the Times and Sun newspapers in the UK, and perhaps most significantly, Fox News in America, the powerhouse conservative network that's had a huge influence on Republican politics and right-wing audiences.
TikTok has asked a court in Washington for an emergency injunction to prevent it becoming unavailable in the United States next month. On Friday, the social media company lost its case, challenging a ban passed by US lawmakers. TikTok said it would appeal the decision in the Supreme Court. Google has unveiled a new chip, which it claims takes 5 minutes to solve a problem that would currently take the world's fastest supercomputers an astounding number of years to complete. The chip called Willow is the latest development in quantum computing, which attempts to use the principles of particle physics to create a very powerful new computer. A rare Roman coin depicting Brutus, one of the assassins of Julius Caesar, has sold at auction in Switzerland for over $2 million. The gold coin, it was issued by Brutus a year after the assassination in 44 BC, and it features a portrait of Brutus. BBC News.